Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry here on 100.7 WHUD, and this week I'm talking to senior football star at Archbishop, Stepanak High School, Jack Donahoe. So welcome to the show, Jack, and congratulations to you on the award, and well-deserved, I can see, as I read your nomination letter.
Thank you very much for having me.
And we've also got Coach with us. We got Coach Mike O'Donnell. How are you, Coach?
How are you, sir? Thank you for the invite.
Oh, not a problem. Not a problem. So I see now I got the updates on the last four of your five games, because you guys are 5-0 right now, right?
5-1 right now.
Oh, 5-1. Okay, so you're 5-1. Wow, somebody actually scored points?
Yes, sir, unfortunately.
I'm sorry about that. I was looking at some of this, and I'm like, holy cow. And what I'm looking at, I don't even think there's been a total of double-digit points in any of the competitions so far. So who was the one lost to?
Iona Prep.
All right, but you have gotten off to a great start. Now, let me ask you, in the history of Stepanak, is this one of the better starts that the football team has gotten off to?
Yes, sir. For the teams that I've been a part of, this is definitely one of the best starts that I've been a part of.
Okay, and you've had a great start yourself, and I'm just trying to do some numbers here from some of the updates, and bear with me because I was an English major in college. Math ain't my gig. But I see that you've got probably a good 30 plus tackles. You've got quite a number of passes defended, and you've been really walking the walk when it comes to how you play defensive side of the ball. And that helps when you're a captain. Now, how long have you been captain, Jack?
This is my first year being a captain.
Okay. So let me ask you then, as the captain now, and it's your first year, do you feel any pressure with the captainship? Now, look, like I said, I know you're walking the walk on the field. You're doing what needs to be done. You're showing by example. But do you feel any pressure being captain, or is it more of like a motivator for you?
It's definitely more of a motivator. I feel like accountability to be that person that my teammates can count on and come to me for advice, and also somebody that leads by example. So I wouldn't say it's really pressure, because we are a family here at Stepanak. So I don't think anybody looks at me any differently. I'm just trying to be like a leader on and off the field.
Okay. And then, so as your captain now, I'm sure that when you first started, you know, your first year, I guess, as a sophomore there on the varsity, I'm sure that there was a captain or captains that helped guide you along the way. Now, is there anything that they imparted to you that you have been able to in turn pass on to some of the younger players now?
Yes, sir. Kind of just the big brother approach that they kind of took on. So when I was a sophomore, I was very inexperienced. And during moments when I got down, they would always come over and cheer me up, kind of just tell me to keep going, look on to the next play. And that's definitely something that I've tried to implement within leading my team. When, let's say, one of my younger DBs or another player on the defensive side of the ball gets beat on a play, I'm just next play mentality, and just kind of get them to see past that mistake and try to make the next play.
Well, and that is the most important thing. And that's really sports wide is, you know, you've got to be able to put that bad moment behind you. And like you said, next play up, you know, and, you know, that's gone. It's in the past. So let's move forward. So that's that is definitely something that I'm sure is helping these younger players. And like I said, especially when they see how well you play the game and how well you're doing on the leadership side. Now, Coach, let me ask you, when it comes to Jack, and he's the captain this year, and you've been coaching him now on varsity for 3 years, what's it been like to coach Jack, and what's it been like to watch him grow and get to this particular point of leadership?
Well, I've known Jack for a long, long time. You know, I know his family very well, and I saw Jack play as a youth player here in White Plains at the Bernie's organization, and Jack's dad was my son's coach.
Okay.
So we've known each other for a long time, and to watch him grow over the last few years is unbelievable. He really dedicated himself the last 2 years, especially getting bigger, stronger, faster, and, you know, on and off the field, he's just a tremendous kid and leader for us. You know, it's to watch him become the player that he is today and have the opportunities. He got scholarship offers from 5 different Ivy League schools, and, you know, and he's committed to Harvard. So You know, you don't get any better than that. And, you know, he's just an outstanding young man.
And I did note that, by the way, Jack, that apparently, you know, the entire Ivy League almost has you circled on their wish calendars for next fall. But but you decided on heading to Harvard. How exciting was that, by the way, just to know that all your hard work has paid off to the point where you're getting noticed by five different Ivy League schools and getting offers from all five? And then I would imagine that might have even been a little humbling.
Yeah, it was definitely a crazy opportunity, and I'm extremely grateful for it. I mean, the whole coaching staff at Stepanak, all my teammates and all my coaches, all my trainers, they kind of made it possible. So, you know, I just kind of took advantage of the opportunities that I was presented with, and I'm extremely grateful for that.
That is quite something, you know, just to know that you've had the offers from five different Ivy League schools. And I also notice here, by the way, Jack, that it's not just football for you, but you're also all league lacrosse. And I found this interesting, league champion triple jumper, including the fact that you won every meet in the triple jump in your very first year of doing it. Now, that's an unexpected thing when it comes to you're playing lacrosse, you're playing football, possibly playing, you know, baseball or basketball, but the triple jump. Now, where did the triple jump come from? Where was that interest?
When I was younger, up to my junior year, basketball's not my main sport. And freshman year, I was 5'5". So I had a disadvantage on the basketball court. So I always learned how to try to jump higher. And I was always doing drills that kind of were very similar to the motions of triple jump. So I wasn't playing basketball. I didn't play basketball last year. And I was like, let me try a triple jump. And my first meet, it went pretty well. So I just kind of stuck with it. And it was just something, it was like a new challenge because I've been playing the same sports my whole life. So it was a new challenge that I could take on.
And that's great. And I would say winning that first event, yeah, that is going pretty well. Yeah. But you're right. I guess a new challenge is something to kind of keep you moving forward, right? You know, keep, you know, spark the interest in something else for a moment. I mean, you know what you're doing. You've got your routines down for the other sports because you've been playing them so long. But something new is just, it's what we humans do, right? At least it's what we hope to do is try new things. And you kind of alluded to it. So what is a little bit of the difference when it comes to preparing for the triple jump and training for the triple jump as opposed to football and lacrosse?
So at least in terms of lifting, football, you really want to get big, fast, strong, because it's a very physical sport and you're throwing your body around the whole game. But triple jump is a very technical sport and it's very plyometric based. You're more elastic in the sport rather than just like pure force production.
Okay.
So just getting the rhythms down and the technique is very crucial when you're triple jumping and to remain safe because it is a very high impact sport. So I'll just say more out of the weight room training than in the weight room training.
All right. And then I guess, and one more thing, it's kind of like, you know, years ago when suddenly a lot of football players were taking ballet, you know, because they realized that there were some aspects of ballet that could really help them on the football field. I'm going to assume that there's aspects of your training for the triple jump that have helped you as a defensive back.
Most definitely. High pointing the ball, just gaining ground out of my breaks. Triple jump, you really have to produce force, a lot of it, and very fast. So when I'm going up to try to deflect a ball, intercept a ball, coming in through a tackle, driving my hips, they all seem to complement each other very well.
Oh, very nice. I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. This week, I'm speaking with Jack Donahoe of Stepanak High School. Now, when it comes to this award, Jack, academics, they're an equal part of it, and you seem to have that covered. I guess a 101 GPA will attest to that, you know, and with the heavy course workload. And you're being in the Stepanak Business Academy, and then you were the lead speaker for the Finance Academy Symposium. Now, what was the symposium, and how did that lead speaking go?
So the symposium is all of the academies are presented kind of a hypothetical situation and how each academy would serve our kind of country in that situation. So the situation this year was building a kind of economy on Mars. So the Engineering Academy focused on a bunch of robots and things like that. And as a part of the Finance Academy, we focused on the economy. So I spoke upon what kind of system we used, which is blockchain technology, crypto system. That's the system we would use, and things of that nature, just how we would prosper financially on Mars.
That's definitely an interesting take, and I'm sure that was kind of fun, actually.
Yeah,
to try to imagine and to see how it would actually work, because that's also something that you can then, if it does seem to work in your situation in that model of Mars, well, I'm sure there's plenty of aspects of what you're doing that you can use here right now.
Yes, sir.
Now, also, it says that you're a school ambassador and also the school newspaper club ambassador. Now, what are those ambassadorships?
So as a school ambassador, freshman year, I would take around incoming freshmen or eighth graders that thought that Stepanak could be a good fit. And I would take them around me the whole day, answer any questions that they might have. And now I do similar things. So I tutor once every week to any students that kind of are in need of any academic help. And a school newspaper, me and my friend, my friend and I last year, we were just like, you want to join the school newspaper? We could just write about, you know, recent sports events. So took it up at the hobby and just kept doing it, really.
That's cool. Well, and you know, getting some writing in while you're at it too, that certainly helps. And I'm sure that helped. The Ivy League schools take a little bit of notice as well. And then when it comes to the club ambassador, very nice. And now you're able to say, take that leadership role that you have on the football field and the mentorship role and apply it to some of the younger students who I'm sure a lot of them are, you know, scared to death heading into high school. You know, I know I had my moments of trepidation and I'm sure they do too. So to be able to have somebody like you guide them along, I'm sure is a big help.
Yes, sir.
And I did read here too, that something about starting your own clothing brand.
Yes, sir. My friend and I recently just got our first shipment in. Yeah, we're trying to start a clothing brand called Floor 914, which is our area code.
Okay.
So our first drop is just t-shirts. So we have three kinds of t-shirts. And yeah, we just got back. We just got the clothes shipped from the manufacturer, which is in California. And yeah, we're gonna sell those shirts, see how the initial drop does in terms of the website. And then hopefully have a later fall drop of possibly sweatshirts, crew necks, things of that nature.
That's cool. And I'm sure opening that first box was as exciting as heck, huh?
Yeah.
Just to see the, you know, the end product of all your hard work. That's really cool. Yeah. And in the community, I noticed here that for your church, you helped out some special need kids with their Christmas pageant. I'll bet that was fun.
I just loved it. It was really a great experience for me. Specifically, one girl I worked with, I sat on her on the school bus coming home from elementary school and in middle school every single day. So just helping her and her other her friends just kind of learn the songs, make sure they're not horsing around, things of that nature.
how'd the pageant end up going?
It went pretty well. They hit some high notes, so it went pretty well.
Hey, if you can hit the high notes, it's all that matters.
Exactly.
And I also noticed that you help coach some youth football and basketball leagues. Again, working with the younger kids and guiding them along. That's pretty rewarding, I imagine.
Yes, sir.
And this is very cool. And this was like a one note on your nomination sheet. But did your dad and your sister also win the Con Ed Award?
I know my sister did. Maybe my dad did. I'm not sure about that. My sister did win.
Okay. What sport did your sister play?
Women's lacrosse.
And is she in college now, I'm going to guess?
Yes, sir. She plays at Cornell.
Okay. Well, there you go. A couple of Con Ed awards for the mantle. And I guess you'll have to check with dad just in case. With all this going on, Jack, and it's quite a lot, and you've got quite a lot in your head to think about when it comes to the future, because heck, you're heading to Harvard. What do you do to kind of juggle all this? Is there anything special that you do to try to manage all that's coming in without, you know, to try to keep you from going a little nutty?
I'd say my family plays a big part in it. You know, keep me grounded, making sure I keep all the main things, making time for things that are most important. Time management is a big thing for like manage with school and football. I'll know how much time I have after school and after football to get my homework done. So trying to get that done during the day. And right now I'm really school, football, home. So okay. It's kind of just a cycle, and I've learned to love that cycle just because football season, That's really all I'm worried about right now.
Okay. And then is there anything in particular you do for a little bit of downtime? I mean, just like a hobby or any kind of interest just to blow off steam?
Yeah. I mean, working out. I just love working out. And also like recovering. I've listened to a bunch of podcasts on how to, you know, maybe get more mobile in my hips or things that'll just help me on and off the field to with longevity or just becoming a better athlete right now.
Okay. What about pro sports? Any particular teams?
I like the Giants. which is off to a great start right now.
Yes, they are, actually. There's a couple of guys I work with that are a heck of a lot happier right now than they were the last couple of years. So
yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, baseball is my gig, but I'm also a Pittsburgh Pirate fan, so I've learned how to cry quite well. Now, Coach, before we close up shop here with Jack, do you have any final words?
Yeah, I mean, Jack does an unbelievable. You were talking about time management before, and here at Stepanak, we have our Honors Academy, and Jack is one of the top students in the school. And for him to be able to handle that workload in the classroom and play three different sports is unbelievable. And, he's such a great young man, and it's been an honor to coach him. He's an unbelievable role model for our younger players, and the sky's the limit for him. He's going to be one of those guys who we're going to talk about for a long time.
Well, there you go, Jack. You need to end up being one of those guys, because I think Coach is right there. You certainly have that opportunity, and I think you're going to take it and run with it. So good for you, Jack. Congratulations again on the award, and good luck to you and the team when it comes to the rest of the season here. And also to you, Coach, obviously. And good luck when it comes to eventually making your way to Harvard.
Thank you very much for this opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Hey, like I said, an award well-deserved, Jack. For Stepanak High School's Jack Donahoe, you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry, and join us again next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.